Wednesday morning, you know it. You know what, it's important to hear the voices of adults around the world when it comes to wildlife conservation, but oh boy, when the youth speak out, it's very, very inspiring. Well, for me anyway, gives you hope, doesn't it? So it gives me great pleasure to welcome in studio this morning. We have Pelisa and Lebo. Thank you so, so much for being here, and some other guests I'll introduce to you. But firstly, good morning to you, Lebo and Pelisa.
Thank you, hello.
And on the line joining us, Francois Goeiemôre.
Morning, Martin.
Hoe gaat het vandaag?
I'm pretty good, yourself. I hope you don't mind if I don't speak Afrikaans. Although my name is Frans Retoy, I might hurt myself if I try to speak too much Afrikaans.
I think Lebo and Belisa also wouldn't mind. So listen, let's get excited together and get everyone who are listening this morning excited about how important wildlife is, the conservation of wildlife, and also how it could work for us as a country. Mm. Just starting with you two here in studio, Belisa and Lebo. Yes. Am I right in saying we would be stupid not to appreciate and look after the wildlife?
Yes. When we talk about us, the African people, we talk about culture. What is our culture? It means our nature. It is our culture. As we're celebrating the heritage, we are celebrating who we are, our roots. So we are very lucky to be South Africans at this moment.
Yes.
Could we put it any better? Thank you so much. And you are the youth. You are the future of this country. Am I right in saying, Francois, the industry around wildlife is important for many families? It's important for the economy of the country.
100%, Martin. You know, when we talk about the wildlife economy, it's not just about hunting and tourism. It's everything. It's from catering to uniform making to fence repairs to vehicles. The wildlife economy is encompassing a huge array of opportunities. Massive. And what we're trying to get across, I guess, to the youth is to say, hey, you know, there are opportunities in your rangeland states. There is opportunity. And don't think that you have to go to the city to create a job. You can create a job on your very doorstep. Mm. Just open your eyes and let us help you. And that's effectively what we're trying to do here.
Whoever came up with this concept, absolutely brilliant. Forward thinking. The World Youth Wildlife Summit. The message here is the better you can take care of your environment and the wildlife, the better for us, the better for the country, the better for you, the better for your family, the better for the future. It is really as simple as that. Even if you're living in the middle of Johannesburg or Pretoria, this is as important to you as it is to the game ranger in the Kruger National Park.
Oh, yes.
That is it.
Yeah.
So all the youth coming together, and what is the kind of conversation that you're expecting at this summit between the youth? Do you share ideas? Are there some debates going, some disagreements, some, you know?
Yes, this year I heard that there will be debate that will be going on.
Yes.
About the rhinos, the wildlife in general.
Yeah.
Yes, we are looking forward in that. And also, okay, I'm a past ambassador. Everywhere I go, I still preach the word.
Good.
I am an ambassador from the 2014 summit until current. So we will be teaching the young ones, taking forward, giving them the baton to take it and run with it forward. We will be teaching them, as I was one of the ambassadors who traveled to Vietnam in 2015.
What?
Yes.
This is a real life ambassador sitting next to us.
Yes.
How was that?
It was fantastic. It was fantastic going there without knowing anyone. But when we get there, we have to teach them about the importance of the rhino, the rhino horn itself. We had to change the youth of the mindset, their mindset there as the youth, that whatever beliefs they have, it's their beliefs. But with us, the African people, we don't believe that rhino horn is any medicine. So we had to teach them. It was not an easy one to do, but we had to. And I'm proud to say I was one of those who made it clear to them that, hands off our rhinos.
And it's just about education. It's about information, because they honestly believe that a rhino horn has medicinal properties, that it's doing the stuff that they heard because other people, probably their parents, told them.
And also they say that it is a symbol to show how rich you are.
So a symbol to show how rich they are causes poverty for us. That is so sad, and it's all based on absolute, it's fake. It's fake news. Getting excited about wildlife conservation like never before, and it's not just about us here, it's about the youth of South Africa and the rest of the world. More coming up for you as we are witnessing the World Youth Wildlife Summit. And of course, you know, talking around Heritage Day yesterday as well. Good morning, angels. More coming up. See if we can make a difference. My pleasure to welcome on the show today from DHL Express South Africa, Mohammed Tutla. Mohammed, thank you so much for joining us. How's it?
Good morning, Martin, and good morning to the team and everybody around the table. First of all, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. It truly is an amazing initiative, and it truly is an honor for us to be here and associate our brand with the Good Morning Angels and to be able to give back to nature conservation.
So, you're saying you're giving back to nature conservation. What exactly are you giving?
So, with it being our 50th birthday today, there couldn't be a better time and an opportunity to give back to the environment. And what better way than investing 50,000 rand towards nature conservation and sponsoring 5 additional delegates for the World Youth Wildlife Summit.
Can I celebrate it in Africa? Happy birthday.
Fantastic. What better news in Heritage Week in South Africa? Happy birthday, as Belisa said there, DHL Express South Africa. And thank you. And I hope that many other massive corporates like yourselves follow suit. Fantastic news, right, Francois?
Oh, man, that is unbelievable. DHL, thanks a mil. DHL obviously clearly understand that the tourism sector, the wildlife economy sector, is a growth sector. And they're prepared to put their money where their mouth is. And, you know, hugely appreciated. So, again, DHL, thanks a mil. And congratulations on your 50 years.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. You know, at DHL, you know, 50 years, what a memorable moment. What a milestone in history. It all started in 1969, and here we are today. It's not only about nature conservation today, but with DHL, it's about nature conservation through everything we do. We have a global target of ensuring that we cut our emissions down to zero by the year 2050. And with that having been said, the company globally has a mandate to plant 1 million trees every single year.
That is fantastic. Thay, nice to meet you. You're very inspiring. From Vietnam to Midrand.
What's next?
It's China. I'm targeting China next.
Please.
I like that.
You've got lots of good work there. Masipumelele nge wildlife conservation.
Yes, siyaphumelela siyaphambili. I would like to say again, you know, we pass a message in a daily living, every day in our lives, at Lesedi Cultural Village, where Lebu is currently working. There's a piece of, I don't know whether to call it a poem or a message, I wrote when I started to hear about this rhino poaching thing, but I would like it, Lebu, to share it with us today.
Fantastic, okay. Lebu.
Please do.
Stage is yours.
Friends, bangani. This is a rhino conservation message from the youth. South Africa is a big, beautiful country, but we have a crisis. Every day our rhinos have been killed just to create the medicine that doesn't work. So now, let us imagine if those rhinos killed us. If our own body parts were made traditional medicines for some of the ethnic groups. If we were shot and slaughtered alive. If they took our eyes, our fingers. Then, what will it be next? Will it be our African elephants, because they too are being slaughtered? We, the youth, must stay firm. Our voices must be heard. And it is our generation's voices that must be heard in this nation. Siyabathanda, obhejani siyabathanda.
Yebo, siyabathanda. Let our voices be heard.
Oh!
Yay! Those are the voices of the future.
Yes,
I'm so
definitely
inspired. I promise not to cry, but I'm close to tears. nice catching up with you, Pelisa and Lebo, for the inspiration this morning. Thank you so much for coming in. All right.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Martin, jy en jou span, ek wil net sê, julle is ongelooflike mense. Jo, ek huil nou so maak, ek is so trots en so bly, mense help nog. Good Morning Angels, with Martin Bester.